FMA
IMEMU
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu Main Menu
A very warm welcome to ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blinders perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on Main Menu this week, recorded in Las Vegas over the summer, a cell phone accessibility update from ACB.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to get started with the cell phone breakout session because we're running a bit late, and I know this is a topic that there's a lot of interest in, so I want to make sure that we have enough time to deal with it adequately. There are a lot of people left in this room. I am Melanie Brunson. I have the privilege this morning of having quite a crew up here to talk with you about cell phone access. We have had, since our last convention, a number of very exciting developments in the accessible cell phone industry, if you will. There have been some real milestones met, and several of the providers have succeeded in providing us with quite a bit in the way of new features that have made some of the cell phones that are available in the stores much more accessible. And there are other providers who have things in the works that are going to be, we are told, available quite soon. So we have several providers with us today that want to give you an opportunity to be introduced to the accessibility features that they have available on their phones and the accessibility options that they have available from the services they provide. And then we're going to talk also about some of the upcoming features that are going to be available soon from some of the vendors. We also want to give you an opportunity to provide some feedback to the cell phone industry in terms of the kinds of features you would like to have access to that we don't yet. So we're going to try to make this an interactive session. But before we let you ask questions, I'd like to have all of the providers that are with us have a chance to talk to you and let you know what they're doing. Then after they've all spoken, we'll have a time for questions, comments, etc. And at the end of the session, all of the providers have agreed to stay up here so that folks can actually, we'll probably have them come down off the podium so that everybody doesn't have to traipse up the stairs. But they will be available for a while to let you have an opportunity to have some hands-on experience with the various phones that are going to be demonstrated. We have with us representatives from Singular Wireless, from Sprint, from Nextel, and from Verizon. One of those folks has asked to be last, and I didn't hear anybody volunteer to be first. So I think what we're going to do is, if anybody has any objection, we're going to do alphabetical order backwards. Okay, that would put Verizon first. And to speak to you from Verizon, there's a very nice gentleman here by the name of DeAndrea Douglas. So, and he's from one of the local Verizon stores. So please welcome Mr. Douglas.
Thank you. Like she said before, my name is DeAndre Douglas. I'm from the local Centennial store here in town. I've been with the company for 2.5 years now, and I'm glad to be here today. The phone we're presenting to you is called the LG 4650. The 4650 has text-to-speech features that make it more accessible to customers who are visually impaired. The phone is not 100% accessible, but the opportunity is still there. The features enable the phone to speak to you, the customer, as well. You can request information from the phone, and it will speak it back to you. A command list is what assists you when navigating through the phone with your voice. You can also voice train the phone so that no one else can use your handset and that it responds only to you. The phone has two modes that allow this functionality to be capable. It's called announce mode and driving mode. The phone has voice caller ID. This will only work in driving or announce mode. And the caller ID will either read out the name of the person calling you if they're in your contact list or the number if they are not. The main menu list can also be read. The phone would have to be in announce mode also for this and the speakerphone on. If in driving mode, you have two options. You can set it to either go at the press of a button or as you flip the phone open. Either are just as good. Now, what are the voice features and commands? The voice command list, when you open the phone or you hit the side button in driving mode, it'll say, please say a command. The commands are as follows. Call someone, voicemail, digit dial, service announcement, missed calls, contact, driving, announce, time and date, and phone status. Now, there are two ways to set the phone to speak to you. And off the main menu, you just simply hit voice and then select the label for sound modes. Activate driving and announce mode, and the phone will do the rest. To train the phone to your voice, like I said earlier, from the menu, it will be voice, and then you have three options. The numbers 3, 5, and 7, and it allows you to train the commands, the prompts that you hear, and also how your contacts are read. After each command, you'd have to wait to hear a beep.
Please say a command.
Call someone.
There is no contact.
So if there was a contact, it would call them. You would simply state the name, and it would confirm with you, did you say so-and-so? And then all you'd have to do is say yes. And actually, what I'll do is I'll store a number really fast. Actually, to store the number, we're going to use the other voice command. Contacts.
Do you want to read, create, or erase a contact?
Create. Create. Let's try that again.
Please say a command.
Contacts.
Do you want to read, create, or erase a contact?
Create.
Please say a phone number.
702-250-5017.
Did you say 702-250-5017?
Yes.
Save number as home, office, mobile, pager, or fax. Say the label.
Mobile.
Now type the name with a keypad. R. B.
Saved it as Dre. Okay, so.
Please say a command.
Call someone.
Please say a name.
Dre.
Did you say?
Yes.
Calling.
And now my phone is ringing. There are other commands in the phone, such as voicemail. When you select voicemail, it'll actually let you know how many voicemails you have in your box. There currently are none, but we're going to try it anyway.
Please say a command.
Voicemail.
You have no new voicemail. Call voicemail now.
No.
End of voice command.
Okay. There's also another functionality. Let's say you don't have the number in your phone book, but you do know the name. You simply just activate the command.
Please say a command.
Digit dial.
Please say a phone number.
702-395-6042.
Did you say 702-395-6042?
too?
Yes.
Calling.
That's my home number. Don't try that. The phone also lets you know your missed calls. So we'll try that one also.
Please say a command.
Missed calls.
You have two missed calls. Thursday, July 7th.
All right. Now, what does each command do? We just previewed them for you, but contact. When selected off the command list, it would ask you to recreate or erase a contact, and that's how you manage your phone book. If you say driving from the command list, that activates your driving mode, allowing the phone to speak to you, as well as the word announce does the same thing. One other functionality that a lot of people love about the phone, time and date.
Current time is 11:10 a.m. Thursday, July 7th.
And since the time is automatically updated for you, no matter what area you're in, that comes in handy as well.
Command.
Phone status.
Battery full. Signal strength, 4 bars. 1X coverage. E911 supported.
Okay. The 1X supported, that means you're in a digital area right now. The E91 supported, that is so that if you were to call emergency 911, they'd be able to pinpoint where you are. It would also tell you if you're roaming, so if you're out of your area. The 4650 is not fully accessible, like I said, but so not all the menus are red, but Verizon Wireless will continue on making improvements on the product. On a 2-year, $69.99. On a 2-year contract, $69.99 for the phone. The 1-year, simply $50 more. So $119.99. If you got a contract, that's a different story. Come see me later.
Okay, because the gentleman wasn't on the mic, he was asking for a national number to discuss concerns about accessibility because his concern was that the folks at customer service had not been able to answer questions about the accessibility features of the phone. I will look and see if I've got a number here. If I do, I'll give it to you at the end. If not, I do have it at the office. So you can call me there after convention. We'll also put it in the Braille forum.
For the end, I've brought with me some large print in Braille format handbooks for the phone. You can also request those in 3.5 diskette or in audio cassette, too, and that's free of charge.
Thank you very much. The next presentation will be from Sprint, and with us from Sprint is Scott Freiermuth.
Good morning. Again, my name is Scott Freiermuth, and I'm in Sprint's Wireless Regulatory Affairs Group. Just a little background on me. I was hired by Sprint about 4 years ago, and on my first day of the job, I sat down and had in front of me about 4 to 5 inch thick binder that said, Section 255-Welcome, Enjoy. So needless to say, I had a very steep learning curve, but I have learned, I think, a tremendous amount over the past 4 years, and I think my company has learned a lot, too. And frankly, I think we've matured and have become more responsible in supporting our disabled customers. I think what I'd like to touch on today, probably because I think this is focusing on the technology, is to announce that Sprint will be launching in probably the September to October timeframe a Samsung handset that will have a talking menu feature on it. And this will go down to the lowest layers of the menu and allow the user to select different settings and things like that. And we also have handsets that do bits and pieces, I think, of what some of the Verizon handset that was displayed here, We have Samsungs out right now that actually do some speech-to-text conversion for text messaging. We have handsets to do talking call history, talking caller ID. So part of my task has been is working with our handset vendors to try to get one handset that sort of brings all of those things together. And so we continue to work on that. And LG is one of our vendors as well. And so we've tasked some of our people to work harder with LG to make these same sort of things available on Sprint's network and Sprint phones. So I think what we've seen over the past couple years is that we've seen the vendors respond and step up and start to produce more handsets with more accessibility features. And, again, we've had a working relationship with them, and we've also reached out to organizations like the AFB and ACB. I've talked to Melanie Brunson over the past couple of years, and, you know, we do look for feedback from consumer groups, and we take that feedback and feed that on up to our vendors. So, again, we've seen incremental change, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep doing what we can. And, again, the next sort of iteration of what we're going to see here soon is the talking menu, which I understand is one of the more coveted features for blind and visually impaired customers. So we're excited about that, and we'll continue to make progress along those lines. And, again, we do have many. We have Sanyos, Samsungs, and I think an LG product, as well as we still have some of the Toshiba VM4050s or the Audiovox that many of you are probably familiar with, and so those are available now with some of those accessibility features. We do have a web page called Accessibility for All that talks about which phones are available, which features they have. In fact, we have a section on the website that basically says, if I have, you know, X disability, what sort of features and services does Sprint offer that assist me with my disability and making telecom more accessible. And again, that's Accessibility for All, and that can be found at www.sprint.com/accessibility. So we encourage our customers to take a look at that. I won't take too much of your time this morning, but I do appreciate being here, and I've enjoyed my working relationship with Melanie and with ACB over the past couple of years, and we look forward to more progress here in the future.
Question. The phone that you're coming out in September, October, would it be ReadyLink as well with the accessible features?
Yes, I do believe it is a ReadyLink phone, and it's also a low-end phone or low-tier phone, so it should be pretty affordable. We've worked with Samsung to identify a phone that we thought would have broad appeal, so it doesn't have the camera phone, doesn't have maybe some of the other features that wouldn't necessarily be attractive to blind and visually impaired customers. So, and we'll also look to do that in higher end phones as well to sort of, you know, broaden the choices available. But we did think it made sense to sort of target that tier of handsets for this initial launch. Melanie asked me to talk also about our program. We do offer our blind, visually impaired, and physically disabled customers free voice command and up to 10 free directory assistance calls per month. That's something that we launched last fall. So we encourage you to take a look at that. Many of our customers have already taken advantage of it, and I think it's been a good program so far. If you're not familiar with the voice command service, that is a network-based service in comparison to a handset. So it's not handset-centric. It actually resides on the Sprint network. So it's handset-independent. So if you were to lose a phone or switch phones, the voice command service is always there. And it allows you essentially to take, you create contacts. It's called a personal address book, and so you create names, numbers, et cetera, and that allows you to dial those names by voice, and you can also digit dial, and you can actually access a host of other information that's web-based, frivolous stuff like horoscope information and things like that. And it also has a really neat feature where you can actually send and receive email by voice. So we think it's a great service that Sprint offers, and it's something, again, we've encouraged our blind and visually impaired customers to take a look at. And again, it's free of charge. We just simply need to contact Sprint, and then we'll send out a form that you need to fill out. And then once we have that, then the service will be set up on your account. So thank you very much.
The next presenter will be Paula Hall from Nextel.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I came last year and talked to you guys with Motorola. At the time, we didn't have anything that would be specific to visually impaired customers, but I'm really excited to tell you today that we do have a new handset that's already for sale with the service of text-to-speech. Will be available on July 18th this year. It is the I-355 TTS, or text-to-speech, and I'm exceptionally excited about it because last year I came with nothing in my hand, and this year I do have something in my hand that you all can take a look at. Another thing we did this year that I'm very proud of is we didn't do this kind of in a vacuum. This year we had one of your subset groups from Ohio, the great state of Ohio, with Lynn and Leah, and we had quite a few other people that participated in a beta trial group. So we were able to get that handset out and get some feedback from people who really have an understanding of what it is that would be more helpful to people with visual impairments. And so I'm very happy and I'm very excited that we were able to not do this in a vacuum. We were able to reach out and be inclusive and trying to find out and address the needs that are apparent in your community. So I'm back with that piece of hardware in my hand. As you know, we are working diligently. We have only two vendors at Nextel. One is RIM, who produces the 7520 handset that we have, and we have Motorola that produces the rest of our handsets. And we're always working with Motorola, encouraging them from the iDEN standpoint to develop more and more handsets that will make our handsets and our services and products accessible. We're really proud of that. You know, right now, for Nextel, you can request Braille and large print billing. You can request Braille and large print and audio user guides. Motorola has them, and we have services that I think that are becoming more and more relevant to trying to make sure we reach out and make our services and products more and more accessible. So that was my big piece today, to come to you and say, hey, I told you we're going to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it last year, and here I am today to say we did it. And I have a handset here that you guys can come up to the front and take a look at. It is our initial offering for the text-to-speech, but of course we have a roadmap that's looking down farther in our production cycle that will have more features and will do more offerings as time goes on. So thanks for having me back. You guys didn't beat me up last time. I sure appreciate that. And I'm hoping that when you guys meet again, I'll be back again with even more and even better information. Thanks.
Thank you, Paula. And our final presenter is from Singular Wireless, and that is Susan Mazrui.
Boy, Melanie, are you tall?
That's a
I know, it probably is. I think we're about 5'1", equally, something like that. She might be a little taller, but I'm not admitting it. And by the way, I do come from Ohio, so can we hear something? Actually, I was born there a long time ago, long, long. When I was here a year ago, or actually in Alabama a year ago, I said that things were coming down the pike, that things were under development, and we were going to see a lot of progress. How many people in this room thought I was just putting one on with that? Okay, good. Actually, some people believe me. I'm excited to say, not just for Singular, but I think the industry as a whole, and even more so for ACB, because I think you and the members of ACB and individuals also at AFB, I have to mention, have been at critical importance in these developments. You are seeing progress because individuals from this organization have taken time to work with these companies to help us. And without your help, none of this would have happened. So I want to give you to give yourselves a big applause. So now we're seeing along here, and I asked to go last because I could summarize. And I can talk about talks for a long time. I will also be at the banquet, so if you want to come up and see the talks phone then and the hint for the next generation, I'll be happy to do that. But you're seeing phones from different companies. You're seeing phones that are lower end, easier to use phones that talk. You're seeing phones that are more advanced and have more features. You're seeing companies who have 2 years ago didn't even know that accessibility was important or what importance it played in the lives of people who are blind and low vision. And it's the work that you've done within the organizations and individually providing feedback and time and effort that have made us come this far. Are we all the way there? Not quite. Well, thank you, though. Are we going to get there? Yes. And how are we going to get there? Together. Where have we been with Singular and where are we going? Singular, when we announced the partnership to offer talks, to provide the service credit rebate, to offset the cost of talks, and to work with different organizations to try to find what we could find would be the Sweet 16 from the American Foundation for the Blind, we were able to develop a product and offer it for the first time that provided full access to almost all the features that were available on a very exciting new cell phone. So the state-of-the-art offer for people who are blind and low vision at the same time was offered to people who are sighted. So that was a huge progress. And people were kind of looking at different companies and different places to see, you know, what is wrong with Singular? Why are they doing this? And it was because we knew the customer base is very important. And we have a commitment to equal access. But it's been a learning curve. And we've done a lot to listen. And when we listened in the development, we put in things in place. We made a choice based on what we were told, which was people wanted access and to what? To everything. So we did our best to that. But we found that there's some learning curves. And it's through the feedback that we're getting from you all that we're helping improve what we're doing. We still have a long way to go. And I think that that's true probably for all the companies here. But it's the working together and the communication that really helps us move along. With talks, we got feedback that the battery life was not as good and that web access was very important. That if you're getting a nice phone, you want to be able to access everything. Text messaging, that was great. Well, we want to do more. So our next generation, our talks 2, have those features. Also the ability to listen to ringtones. We also heard that we don't want to just be relegated to old technology. So we don't want to just have a blind phone that remains static for the next 10 years. And so we've continued, just as the other companies here, to work with our vendors so that you're seeing more and more text-to-speech types of features, voice output, and also voice dialing types of features across the board so that there's more and more choices that will be available. The biggest change, I think, at Singular has been it went from a, wow, should we do this? No one else is doing this feature to business as usual. So we expect to support this type of technology, be different phones, slightly different operating systems at time, but our expectation is that we'll be continuing to support this. We know we need, you know, we have serious issues with trying to support the customer care part of it, and I think someone mentioned that earlier. We need to work with you to help to improve that, because the fact of the matter is customer care people in telecom are not necessarily well-versed in assistive technology. And we've kind of crossed the line with including a screen reader. So it's the interactions with all of you who are saying, I think the dog is telling me it's quiet, that help us, and you help in part train our customer care people to know how better to provide support. It's something we're continually working on and we're making changes for, but we really appreciate the time and effort. We will continue to support talks. We will do it on a new phone coming out next month. I have the model that you can take a quick peek at. That we plan to have. And we've done something different. One of the problems that we had with the rollout was the difficulty with installation. It was much easier than hooking up cables, but still there's some time delay. So our plan is to provide in the boxes with the phones a card that anyone can try out the talk software, whether you're sighted or not, in a demo mode. And then as a blind person, you can sign up and receive the service credit rebate through our National Center for Customers with Disabilities. And so you'll still be able to get that. But the big thing in that is that if you tell your friends and your families about it and they start picking up on voice output, and we don't have a driving mode because you still can't drive if you use our phone. Sorry. But But if you do have friends and family who don't have disabilities, and we see a big push on this, I think it's going to be a great incentive and help drive down the cost of providing this service across the board. So this is a good test case. So tell everyone about a month from now, look for the Singular phone and point out that you have this on your phones and you can go, or they can go into demo mode, and if they like it, they can buy it. And if we start seeing that, I think it's going to help drive down the cost. And it may be the point that we need to help put speech output in commercial products, because we've lacked the market case, and this could be it. So I'm going to leave some room for questions and answers. I know you probably have a lot. I have the Talks phone with me, and I can demo that for you. I can give you the number for National Center for Customers with Disabilities, which, unfortunately, I'm such bad at memory. I'm going to look it up on the notepad that I have. And okay, sorry, a little fast, but 866-241-6568. And if you're interested in finding more about the Talks phone, if you're interested in the service credit rebate, if for some reason you didn't know about that, which is available to people who are blind and low vision, Matthew Phillips is a saint. He is a wonderful person in our company, and I will tell him that I was in a room full of hundreds of people and his name came out, because he is just a tremendous person. And he's really leading our effort at the National Center for Customers with Disabilities. You're also welcome to contact me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, dot Mazrui, M as in Mary, A, Z as in Zulu, R as in Romeo, U-I, at Singular, which is C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R.com. So please, if you can give me till August, though, that'd be good, because I'm on the road till the end of the month. But please send me your feedback if you have wonderful things to say about Matt, or you have terrible things about an experience that you've had. I want to know, because that's how we can push change in our companies. And you can also look on the other service providers and manufacturers under the FCC website. They have contacts under their disability section that has Section 255 contacts. And those are also good places to provide feedback, constructive feedback to the companies directly. And they are, those types of feedback, very, very effective. So thank you for your time.
Okay. I want to thank all of our vendors for taking the time to be here.
Yeah.
Okay, that phone number one more time. 866-241-6568. See, I can only remember six numbers at a time, so. Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Now, the time you've all been waiting for, and I know somebody's already calling for the floor, this is your opportunity to ask questions of our vendors. So,
Madam Chairman.
Gentleman who's saying Madam Chairman may ask the first question.
This is John Luttenberger from Pennsylvania.
Okay, and there's a lady next to you. I will get to you next.
I have a two-part question for the gentleman from Verizon. I'm a proud owner of an LG VX4500. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know, first, in the LG VX 4650, what additional features speak that didn't speak in the 4500, if you can tell us? And secondly, does Verizon have a plan to eventually have the phone speak each and every feature?
The 4500, it basically has the same features as the 4650. The 4650 is just the newer model. If I had the 4500 with me right now, I'd be able to tell you exactly what features are different, but I don't. What was the second question?
Does the company have a long-term plan to eventually have the phone speak every feature?
I'm pretty sure we all do on that matter.
One of the things is, if you have a 4500, I don't know if anybody knows that, you can get an upgrade of the new software. And then the other thing is, would you like to know the customer service number? That is 800-922-0204. And they also have their billing in large print and braille.
That's correct. Thank you.
Madam Chairman.
Madam Chair. Okay. The gentleman first.
Yes,
Madam Chair.
I would like to speak to the lady for Singular. Regarding their accessibility of their bill in Braille, I have been working with Matt on a one-to-one basis and trying to figure out how we can get something solved. For a bill that is 13 pages in print, we need to make it shorter than 212 in Braille.
Oh, yeah.
There needs to be some work there done. I know that they do the work in North Carolina right now, and there are some issues from the time that the bill comes in print until it gets into Braille, and it's usually past your due date.
First of all, I want to thank you for the time that you spent with Matt. Matt has definitely raised that within the company, and it is something that we are looking at with the vendor and outside as well. We had some requirements that were actually developed by customers who are blind, who are Braille users, in fact. When they changed someone who was working on formatting, they changed to the stair-step approach, which was what we said to avoid for the reasons that we didn't want to cause back strain for people who are getting their bills. And we are working on it. It is a complex problem. It's a multi-step, multi-billing system and vendor issue. And we are working to resolve that. So thank you for spending the time.
Madam Chair, Michael Byington.
Okay, Michael.
Thank you. I want all of the respondents to respond to what they're doing on this. I have Verizon. My wife has Singular. I've heard similar stories from the other companies. I know that you're all making good national efforts, but when I bought my phone, my local store absolutely told me I had to buy the automobile package. It was the only way the phone was sold. They did not know anything about text information on instructions, and I ended up filing a 255 complaint, not against Verizon as a whole, but against that particular retailer, which did result in my finally getting the information. But I was told from that store there was no customer service number on accessibility, that Verizon didn't have to do that, and they weren't going to. My wife had a very similar experience at the Singular store trying to get information on the rebate program. So we've been very, very pleased with the developments at the national level with the companies. We'd like to know when you're going to train your local franchisers as to what's available so they can pass this information on.
I'll buy that.
Let me just take 1 second. I'm going to ask first the representatives from Singular and Verizon to respond, but I'd also like to hear from the other two. But let me just point out to you that the gentleman who's here from Verizon is from one of the local stores.
Actually, at the local store, they are supposed to be trained in this matter. I'm sorry that you had that bad experience, but take my number down.
At Singular, we have the same issues. We do provide training. It's a mandatory training for all people coming through sales and customer care. We provide online support tools. The bottom line is they need to be able to connect that with the actual number when someone comes in the store. And we have had wonderful experience, and we've had terrible experience. It's very difficult to do training for something that happens so infrequently. And I think part of the problem is we actually do mystery shopping, and we've asked people, well, why didn't you refer someone to this, to our national center? And they said, well, after they left, I thought about it, or after they hung up on customer care, even though the support materials are there. So that's something we're looking at. We will be doing kind of a pilot in September where we'll have things on the call-out cards having to do with hearing aid compatibility, and we're hoping that that will be so successful that we'll have a little more initiative in terms of making signage available. And even though you and I can't read it, we're hoping anything that would reinforce knowledge of the center. These folks in general are under so much pressure, time pressure, to respond at the call centers. We actually experimented with mirrors that had disability questions, National Center for Customers with Disabilities, actually on the screens of people. We have things that pop up to remind people, but it's a really difficult challenge. And I would say that if you are having problems with a specific store or individual, get as much information as you can and then write to the Section 255 coordinator or contact. In my case, that would be me, and there are different ones. I think, Paula, you're the contact for your company. And make sure we know about it. But get as much information as you can, because that helps us push it at a national level to make sure that the store is out in the region. The other thing is we have not as much influence as we would like in your Best Buys and other stores. So my general suggestion would be is if you do run into a problem, it's more easily resolved by a company-owned and operated store. So you're going to be better off in those getting information. And if you don't, definitely call, let us know, and we will be on top of it.
Madam Chairman, it's Naomi Sewell.
Yes.
First of all, I had two questions. I wanted to know who the representative from Sprint is. I walked in late.
Scott Fryermuth.
Okay, Scott, I'm here. I needed to see you.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Scott. Number two is Verizon, the person from the Verizon store. Is the 4650 available now? If not, I heard I was able to upgrade my 4500 to the new software. Is that correct from you?
The 4650 is available now. They're two different handsets, but as manufacturers release software versions of the phone, those are free to you as a customer.
Okay. Now, I was trying to do that on my phone, and I had problems doing that. It told me that I needed to call customer service. And
do you mean like over-the-air programming? Like *228?
Correct.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different issue. Why don't you come up with specific questions and talk to them afterwards?
I will be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
The gentleman from California was first.
My question to all is, I want a cell phone that has buttons that I can feel. I can't feel Braille.
Yeah. All right. Who would like to talk about buttons?
Well, I would like you all to take that question back to your engineers, and I would like you to take technical writing to a fifth grader so we can get it something we can understand. I had a phone that would fry eggs and make the bed, but I could not figure out how even to make a phone call on it. Thank you.
That's a universal problem. Even people without disabilities have that one. Let's hear from Scott.
I think what's happening here is that the consumer market is driving to the design standards. So we have these sleek phones that have the touch pad that is pretty much flat against the background. What we do have is hold on a sec here. We do have several of our handset models that do have, the keys that aren't recessed or aren't flat and that do protrude, and those tend to be on the candy bar style phones. And then on top of that, what we're also seeing, I think technology also takes care of this as well, because I think we have a lot more phones coming out with the key echo feature, so that if you press a 1, it says 1. You press a 2, it says 2. So therefore, you know what key you're pressing. So I think that, again, I think as technology develops, as these things drive themselves out, then we'll see solutions to that. As far as having actual Braille on the keys, I have not.
Okay, I think Paula would like to respond to the concern about the buttons as well.
Yeah, I had two things. One is I wanted to address the last issue. That was about you are aware that from a national standpoint, all of us are trying to do more. All of us are making our VPs and presidents and CEOs more and more aware of what is necessary for us to do to make our own products and services accessible. And I'm pretty much going to echo what Susan said when it comes to pushing that information down. As much as we pass that information out within our own organization, send pop-ups, newsletters, and everything else within Nextel, we recognize that salespeople churn or they move in and out of sales organizations very quickly. And so we just have to do a better job of sending out that information. And I'm echoing Susan again. If you have any bad experiences or good experiences with Nextel people, then we're on the web. And my email address is paula.hall@nextel.com. You are more than welcome to shoot me an email, and if there's anything I can do to help resolve that, I will. Just like Susan said, I can't control necessarily what happens at Best Buy or Radio Shack, but I can help control what happens at Nextel retail stores. As to the buttons, the handset that we have, the i355, is a ruggedized handset. It is a monolith. It's not a flip phone. And the buttons on this are extremely easy to feel. And you're more than welcome to come to the front and take a look at them. I have two of my colleagues with me from Nextel. Brian Anderson is the manager of subscriber devices. And it is his job to know every technical thing about this phone. So if you want any really technical questions, then he's here to answer those questions. Michelle Leff is with me from our corporate communications office. And she's here to answer questions that I don't know anything about.
Okay. Madam Chair.
And let me add, if you choose to go to another provider because you happen to, per se, like the buttons on the phone, and you want to let the other providers know about it, that doesn't hurt either. Because it really does help to hear that, we liked Singular or Sprint or we liked, some other company, but, that next cell phone, you can actually feel the buttons. And that's critical for me.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to take three more questions, and then we're going to ask the providers to station themselves across the front of the room so that folks can come up and touch phones and ask questions about specific issues, okay? There was a woman who was trying to get the floor a minute ago.
Are you speaking to me, Melanie?
Yes.
Darla Rogers, I wanted to know and have been told that if we still have a contract with Singular that we haven't run out, that we can upgrade to one of the newer phones at a pretty reasonable price. Is this true? And if so, are we better to do it through the national, or can we do that locally?
I would say if you need to upgrade for accessibility, then some of the requirements can be looked at individually. If you have a phone and the phone is not accessible and we've come out with a new one, they certainly would make an exception. Your best bet would be to go through the National Center for Customers with Disabilities or to email me with your contact information, and I can have someone from that center to call you, because it would be waiving the standard policy. If someone came in, you know, off the street and said, I've had the contract for 3 months, but I want to upgrade, waive the policy, the answer would be no. But if there's an accessibility reason, then that's looked at very differently.
Right, that's the only reason is accessibility.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Madam Chair. Thank you.
It's Mike O'Brien from Troy, New York. Getting to the issue of accessibility of all features, not only should all features on the phone be accessible so that you can help people who use them just as your sighted friends and peers can, but concerning the usability of the camera. There are some blind people, particularly in Japan, who are using the camera feature as an orientation tool. In other words, as I understand it, they will scan their environment, and then people on the other end of the phone will orient them to where they are. So my question is, the camera feature, as well as the other features on the phone, should be accessible as well.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Susan. On our phone, they are accessible. They just don't describe what's there. If you have suggestions of organizations that we can work with that are developing that type of things, go ahead, use my email address and let me know.
There was another gentleman, I don't want to call you by the wrong name, but it sounded like Richard. Is that you?
No, Scott.
Scott.
Hi, Madam Chair. This is Scott from Arizona, Scott Learned. This question is directed to Susan at Singular. I know, being a Talks user, you have a number of handsets that do work with the Talks software. And I was just curious why the rebate only applies to the Nokia 6620.
That's the handset that we've discussed with the vendor. And if you look, we did actually go with AFB and talk to folks about the other handsets and the keypad layout. And they thought that the keypad layout of this one was the most accessible. It doesn't mean that it's going to be limited to that in the future, but I think we have enough difficulty supporting one or two handsets rather than across the board, too. But that's the one we have the agreement with.
Okay, well,
Madam Chair.
Chairman.
We have.
I got a question for management from Sprint.
Okay, the folks who are at the microphone.
Just one quick. It's just a quick one, but I've been with Sprint a long time, and when I first heard about this command deal being free for blind people and the directory assistance, I asked customer service people don't even know about it. So how do we find out about it?
I'll be happy to help you personally with that. We have provided training to our customer care representatives. It's the information is out there. It's at their fingertips. I'm sorry that you had that experience, but would be glad to help you personally with that.
Okay, there was a gentleman who was before you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, please go ahead.
My question is for Paula from Nextel. We currently have an i730 and an i830 phone, and I would like to know, is there any software that's going to be backward compatible to these phones?
I'm going to hand over the mic to Brian Anderson, who's from Nextel as well.
Okay.
And he's going to answer that question.
At this time, at present time, there are no plans in the works to upgrade those handset versions to a text-to-speech or accessible type requirement at this time. Those handsets is 730, which I believe has been out in the marketplace for almost 2 years now. The 830 has been out there for about 14 months. Right now, there are no plans to upgrade those.
Okay.
All right, there was one lady that was at the microphone. Yes.
Okay, this is for Singular. How much is the phone with the double talk and the rebate once all is said and done?
That's a difficult question because it varies by region. The actual cost when you're said and done with the talk software, the rebate is equal to the cost of the software, so there's no cost for that.
So the phone doesn't cost, but you're paying for the software? Is that?
No, the software doesn't cost if you're blind.
Oh.
You get a service credit rebate, and you do have to sign a contract.
But
the handset cost is exactly what it would cost for a sighted person in your area.
Okay, so here's my other question. I'm with T-Mobile. Can I break my contract and go to you guys because you have an accessible phone and I don't know what they do?
I think you'd need to talk to T-Mobile.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a national
The thing you have to talk about, and you can look at this Section 255 contact and raise that question, but the thing you want to look at is early termination fees. And if the early termination fee is not with T-Mobile, but it's with a third-party vendor, they may not be able to let you out of it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, well, I have one more question, and then we're going to...
Then out of the speaker, George Corey from Cincinnati, I just want to make a comment to Nextel, a thank you comment. In May, they conducted that test,
yes.
The marketing test, where we were given free phones and free access to use. And I was one of those, and I got several here who were in on that examination of that test, and it worked very well. We were allowed to use the phone and call long distance or call, you know, friends. And one feature on there was the walkie-talkie feature.
Right.
And that was great. And I don't know if these other systems use the walkie-talkie, but I certainly want to congratulate you for your efforts, and I think that was a great thing to do.
It was great for them to contact ACB and ask our members to help give them feedback.
Oh, yeah,
feedback.
That was the other thing.
Final question?
Thank you.
Okay.
I have one more.
Final question?
Hold on, folks. Here's our problem. We're running out of time for the panel, and I want to make sure that all of you have a chance to come up and actually look at the phones. So what I'm going to do is give the vendors a chance to station themselves along the front of the room, and then we'll announce from the podium where each one is so that you can come and talk to them individually. And they have all agreed to stay for a little while so that we can do that. I want to thank everybody, and please, let's thank the vendors for taking the time to be with us. We will attempt to get for you national contact numbers for all of the vendors that you can contact with concerns, and we will distribute those through the Washington Connection and through the Braille Forum. So thank you for being here today.
That's all from Main Menu for this week. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your technology program, and we would certainly very much welcome your input. You can drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have an item that you would like to record for Main Menu or that you would like us to record, then do get in touch, and we'll see what we can do. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Dave Williams saying thanks very much for listening, and until next time, bye for now.